You got to read The Professor of Desire. You might like that.
I think it sounds like I would hate this.
No, it's so good.
Is it about a horny fucking professor?
Yeah, but he denounces his sexuality. He denounces his horniness, dude. And it's like him. Now he can't get a boner and he's depressed. And dude, it might be the funny. Right.
Maybe I'm in.
It might be. It's by Philip Roth. A classic.
Oh, I love Philly Roth.
Classic. I mean, it's classic Jewish literature.
Mushies.
Dude. Yeah.
Mushies time.
It's classic. I mean, Jews rock again. Let me say it again on the record.
Jews rock.
Classic Jewish literature. Philip Roth. Dude.
My fucking boner's not working.
Here we go. All right, you ready to start? I got nothing. San Diego, where?
San Diego was...
Shout out to the teams.
Dude, San Diego's nice. The teams were nasty as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have an unfortunate incident, dude. Mr. Marshall, dude. By the way, dude, Mr. Marshall and the
Nate
pool...
Nate Marshall flashbanged that party, dude. It was unbelievable. One of the dumbest jokes we've heard. We're sitting there with some teams, bros, having a good time.
Literally American heroes, dude.
Nate comes in high, drunk, acting a fool. He goes, I thought of this, dude. It's too funny not to tell you guys.
Didn't he run it by someone else, too? Like, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, I got to tell you this joke. What do you think, Lemaire? You give me a look like I shouldn't say it. All right.
I think it's funny.
Lemaire loves it, dude.
It just was so out of nowhere. It was like... And just bringing that up is not the best thing to bring up to heroes. Dude, he goes in, we're sitting there, everybody's having a decent time. Nate comes in and goes, I thought of this joke, and I got to ask you, to one of the team's bros, he goes, if you ever watch a comic bomb so bad, do you ever get PTSD? The whole room, it was a flashbang. Whole room went dead silent. It was like, what the fuck, dude? And he ran away. He scurried off. I didn't see him the rest of that night.
Talking about it on panties. Yeah. He made it seem like somebody overheard him. And he was like, oh, I guess I got to tell everybody now.
maybe that was the case. Yeah, right. But either way, he was like, I was going to keep it to myself. But it's so fucking funny. I have to say.
I think he was telling someone the joke.
And it.
And they're probably like, what's up?
No one thought it was funny.
No. Yeah, didn't work.
It would have been funny if somebody was bombing and he was like, you ever get PTSD? Like,
yeah.
Even then, that's a risk to talk to a guy who's in the military and be like, do you have fucking PTSD?
Well, didn't one of them say like, yeah, we do get PTSD from like our friends killing themselves? And he was like,
yeah. Yeah, he was like, all right. And they didn't think, nobody thought it was funny.
Yeah, the next day, though, they were very funny about it. Because they kept teasing him about it, and it was the funniest shit in the world.
Nate was hoping everybody forgot. I was swimming in the pool. I saw Nate come down. I go, Nate, you got any more good jokes? He was like, oh, how about Nate trying to swim underwater, dude?
Dude, we did back.
So funny.
We swim race. I'll be honest, yeah. I got second place. But it was an honorable defeat. We're going back and forth.
You won the first one, but that was just me showboating. I should have done it, dude.
I mean, true.
I should have showboated.
You're trying, but also that could have been a strategy. I thought you were genuinely trying. I was
turning sideways and poking you, dude, while we were swimming.
In my head, if I'm swimming, I'm going, I'm so fast. He has no other choice than to physically slow me down.
No, I was going, I was swimming like this on my side, going,
I didn't see.
And like, you didn't turn around. You got to be like, one, I won. I was like, I was fucking around.
Dude, in my head, I was like, I'm a complete body length ahead of him right now. Dude, he has no other choice than to grasp for my ankles. Basically, these are fins, dude. Yeah. I thought I was going so fast.
So me and Matt, you know, down and back underwater, not a big deal. That's just something we do. The teams told, you know, they were watching. They were like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
But then Nate was like, can I go the length? And we were like, yes.
You have to be able to. Yeah, we did down
you
and back.
You got to be able to go one.
Yeah, you
got
to go.
He got 10 feet. And his ass filled with air. Dude, he kept floating ass first up every time.
His bathing suit would bubble up.
And this is in a pool surrounded by nothing but like rich, cool people.
Yeah.
And the waitresses were the hottest. Every single waitress was an Instagram lady. Yeah. Everyone there was rich and hot.
Yeah, it was obscene. It was obscene.
My beautiful body, Nate's fat ass surfacing.
A penis.
Spud sliding into the pool. Spud
actually did do the seal slide I was talking about, where he went from the hot tub on his belly and slid into the actual pool.
Right into the pool.
It was like 8 feet. It was far enough.
That must have killed his stomach, dude.
Had to have.
That ground was not like smooth.
Who are you talking to? Look at this fucking cut on my knuckle, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. Look at this. This is from your brother biting me. Oh, my God. I put Billy in a headlock, and I was shit-faced, and I was like, doesn't hurt. He's biting the fuck out of me.
Dude, Nate tries to go to the other end, makes it 10 feet. All of a sudden, some of the ice started to crack. Some of the bros around us started to kind of laugh.
People started laughing about
watching
that.
Started to kind of participate in what was going down. And then fucking finally, he tries like 5 times. Finally, and of course, there's this lady standing there. A voluptuous white woman, dude.
Yeah.
Standing there. Huh?
His one... Nate's bro, weakness.
Or was it his strength, dude?
True. He did it for her honor.
Bro, he made it to the other end of the pool.
Of course, there was some... He surfaced and started splash. He started thrashing in the water.
Yeah, his fucking ass popped out of the water.
Everyone was laughing.
But he made it. That's what I was like,
had
bro.
A nice laugh.
Turns out you put a piece of fucking cheese in the maze, the mouse makes it to the end.
He had to show out for the white babe. Yeah, that was a fucking great trip.
It was so fucking fun.
Blitz, NFL Blitz, dude.
Oh, don't remind me, dude. Don't remind me of my greatest failure.
No, you got it back.
I played Billy. Of course I
beat
my little
baby
brother.
Billy.
If you can't beat your little brother in Blitz, man, kill yourself.
That's actually very true. Yeah. If you lose to anybody younger than you, if there's like an age gap, like if you have like nieces and nephews and they come over for like a holiday party and you lose,
kill yourself, dude.
You know how much of a fucking loser you must look like?
It's crazy. That'd be nuts. That would suck, dude.
It's like a dad losing pickup basketball to like a fucking sixth grader. It's like, fuck.
I mean, dude, some would probably rather get cucked.
I would rather get cucked. than get fucking like trounced and maddened on Thanksgiving by like a fucking second grader.
I'd rather get cucked.
I would rather get cucked. I'd rather someone come into my house and fuck my mom.
What's the word for that? What kind of cuck is that? Is that like a great cucking? If someone cucks you via your mom.
Oedipus cuck.
If you get cucked, if your dad gets cucked.
If your dad gets cucked in front of you and your dad, your mom gets cucked. Wait. Yes. You and your dad.
That's like a family curse.
That's probably, you can definitely find that.
If you have to be like,
a brother and,
wait, that guy wasn't here to fix this, ain't dad? Yeah. What the hell? What's going on? We got cucked, son.
Son, we've been...
Apparently, I thought that was Domino's. Yeah. I opened it up and it's...
Domino's.
I thought that was Domino's. We opened it up. I saw the guy's dick in the pizza. I said, no!
Oh. You got to just turn to your father and go, lick him tomorrow, though. Yeah. That's the devil's day, dude. That's a devil of a day. So Donimo's guy comes in and fucks your mom in front of you and your dad.
There was nine black guys in your backyard.
Oh, you gotta
get out of here. God damn it. You just chase away the big sausage pizza. That was nine black dudes.
What was that?
That was nine black dudes.
Donimo's. Oh, who the hell Donimo's is hiring these days?
Donimo's.
Donimo's. Donimo's is so fun. Donimo's. Chase the driver. Donimo's.
We would order pizza every Friday. Both my cousins lived next door. They had 10 kids. We had 6 kids. And we would order
16 freaks.
16
would come,
kids.
Hills Have Eyes come running out.
So, like, we would see
Donimo's.
We'd all be looking out from our respective houses on Friday night to see which way the pizza truck went, because we're waiting. Like, where is that? My one cousins would be waiting outside. When they pulled up their driveway, they would go, Donimo. They were like 9 years old. Donimo.
Yeah, they're 9 years old. They're also 200 pounds, 6'5", dude.
Yeah, yeah.
How big were those fucking, how big was Bat as a kid? Dude,
so when me and Bat, my cousin Bat, 6'6", we were in, I think, 6th, 7th grade, bro, like just same height. And we hit 7th and 8th, and he just like skyrocketed.
He dynamoed out.
He dynamoed out.
He had too many
dynamos. We didn't order the right dynamos.
He was getting the cheesy bread.
Yeah.
He was taking the cheesy bread back.
I think the fucking, I think that, whatchamacallit, the cinnamon and breadsticks kind of stunted my growth. They were doing the right thing.
You were getting cinnamon. They were going cheesy breads. Classic. Cheesy bread dynamos is so good, dude. Me and my mom and my dad are at dynamos. Dynamo's.
Dynamo's is good though, dude. People hate on Domino's pizza. I've always liked it.
We just got it this weekend.
I remember. I saw it.
I got it too late, though. I got fucking stale Domino's.
But still.
It was fine.
I know what you're saying.
I was excited for the chicken wings.
True.
So I got these and chicken wings. I had a little bit of Donimo's, and then I realized the teams were watching me dark red eating fucking Donimo's. I was like, I look like a freak.
We didn't talk about the bird,
Mr. Anger.
Well, from inside out,
I was absolutely that,
dude. We're in a pool all day. Honestly, one of the best days in a while. Had a good time. People are starting to break the ice. This is the most rigid ice around us of just like dudes trying to be cool. Obviously, the alpha was there, fucking displaying. People are having a good time. We retire to our bedrooms, and Shane's like, "I'm gonna be burnt." I'm like, "Bro, we're not gonna be burnt, man. I can feel it. We're good. We're not gonna get burnt."
No, I saw it before I went up.
Did you really?
I saw it on the tops of my thighs, like right above my knee. Before I went up, I was like, "Holy shit! If I can see that I'm burnt already,
oh no, it's done.
I'm fucked.
Done deal."
I didn't know how bad it was.
It was a San Diego sun, dude. First, imagine your first fucking burn of the year being the San Diego.
It's also fucking 68 degrees, 70 degrees. You don't realize how fucking harsh the dynamos is. I got fucked, dude. I took a nap before the show. I went to take a shower before the show. I looked in the mirror. I was like, holy fuck, dude. My forehead was ruined. So then it obviously just progressively gets way worse throughout the evening.
Yeah.
First show, I'm like, holy fuck, everyone's going to notice how much of a freak I look. By the second show, I would have given anything to look like I did on the first show. Anytime I walked back into the green room, whoever was in there would be like, Jesus Christ,
he
dude.
Came in, he's like,
it's getting worse.
I'm purple. And it was not far off. Yeah. It was a deep crimson.
Well, I'm losing
crimson.
My hair.
I can't
up there.
Fucking talk today. Crimson.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Crimson nose.
The top of my head is new to the sun.
Yeah, so this true. Area it's is, baby skin.
This area is still purple.
Yeah, it's over. It's not nothing like it was. Nothing,
I
was, bro.
I was crushed.
That shit
then I had
was.
To fly back the next day.
And you had the sunglass. Bro, you had the sunglass.
Yeah,
pails,
I had the sunglass.
Oh, you had the Zorro.
This side of
Zorro's,
my face
dude.
Was worse. Because we sat in one spot for like a half hour at the end. I was Harvey Dent. Yeah. I'm Harvey Domino's. It's Harvey Dynamo up there.
Well, then I was like, dude, no one's going to be able to tell.
Well, they put blue lighting on the stage to help. And they're like, well, you're going to be lit with blue lighting. You won't be able to see it like that. And I was like,
that'd be funny
definitely going to see
it. Like, shit, where is he?
Yeah.
He's completely disappeared.
Canceled me out. I got on stage. I was like, dude, I got fucking so somber, and only the people in the front row could see it.
Yeah, the other
no
nine,
one laughed.
The other 900,
like, anyway,
95 people were like, what's he talking about?
That is a bad feeling waking up with a look. You look insane. I looked insane.
It was funny.
It was so hot. It hurt.
I know, dude. You were dying.
It was so shitty.
That was crazy.
But I was like, woke up. Normally, when you get a bad sunburn, you're just like, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. This was like, oh, a spotlight's going to be on my forehead in front of 1,000 people tonight. I'm going to look like a fucking insane person. It might have been Spud. People are going to be like, people are going to be like, damn, he's not doing good. Like, I was like, fuck, man.
It sounds like a Spudism.
Yeah. I'm just like, man, you're so fucked up. Like, people are going to see you and be like, holy shit, he's doing bad. To be that sunburned, like, you must be like drunk and depressed. Just
I think someone was like, would you fall asleep outside?
Yeah.
No, I was conscious.
I was like, no, this was a choice. I could have put sunscreen
you
on.
You did make the choice. You're like, nah, I'm just
wrong. I was like, fuck it. I'll get a couple more freckles.
Yeah.
Have fun.
No big deal. That was the right choice, though. Cooling your sunburn. Dude, let's go back to an age-old debate. Who's more salt life? You got to cool your sunburnt head off on stage with a I won't mention the beer.
Bud Light.
But you got to cool your head off on stage with a beer from your sunburn.
Yeah, that was pretty
salt
sick.
Life.
That is ultimate salt
SL.
Life.
That's SL, dude.
That's a stamp.
They might have put a pin in the fucking case, dude. I will be at the beach all of July.
You were nice, dude. The underwater battles. You were, dude. You said you claimed to be Gio, dude, in the pool. You are not.
True.
You're fucking
underwater.
Nice.
On the surface,
I saw
crap.
That. Yeah, true. I saw that backstroke.
You know where I learned how to swim underwater? I used to pinch people. I'd go to the beach, the Jersey Shore. I'd go up to them underwater, pinch them, and I would go so far away underwater.
You'd swim
That by the time I popped up, nobody suspected me.
Wow.
And I would do this pretty much all day to my cousin's delight. Dude, pinching strangers underwater.
Oh, we're talking strangers.
Strangers, total strangers.
Holy shit.
I swim up on like, I get deep enough.
You probably scared the fuck out
of me. Dude, I would watch people run. Well, my cousins would really watch, and I'd pop up and kind of check the aftermath. Oh. There was no, then I get them. I'm like, you do it. Let me watch. My cousin would make it like 6 feet away.
His ass would come up.
Because the water's so murky in New Jersey. Like, yeah. If you're like 4 feet in the water, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Dude, watching a stranger react to
opening water underwater, or opening your eyes underwater is pretty salt life, dude.
Yeah.
In the ocean, in New Jersey?
I don't think I even opened them, bro. I think I just fucking...
echolocation.
I think I just fucking moved. I'm cetacean-ation. But, dude, I want to do that this year. I'm going to get someone this year.
You're going to get arrested.
Dude, I would fucking like... dude, there was one time where I watched...
You can't do that as a fucking adult, dude.
You have to. Dude, I watched a guy... there was this dude in a cut sleeve shirt chilling the whole time. Like, come in the water. He's like,
the water's clear and they can see you come. They're like... that fucking weird guy is coming towards us.
True, I would get ladies and men alike, dude. Just right on their foot. Just fucking, or I would do a quick little like one of these
oh
will get people.
God, if you
give
the people, I would run into the. I would run, dude.
I don't know if it was the guy. I got a tough guy one time. Like kept a cut sleeve shirt on in the ocean. I got his foot. He fucking booked. Then
fucking
there was a
right.
lady. There was a guy trying to get like his daughter to come.
Getting
in the
tough
time.
Guy is nice.
I got a tough guy, and he fucking scuttled out of the water.
Bitch.
I mean, anyway, dude. If I feel something like. It was like a conscious fucking creature rubbing your foot. It just like,
if I touch a fucking seashell, that's like if it's all sand and I touch one hard thing, I'm like, there's something in here.
I'm the same way. Dude, that was so fun doing that.
One time I went to the beach and I was getting crushed by jellyfish. I was like, I'm getting stung. I was with my cousin and she was like, no, you're not. You're being a pussy. And I was like, I swear to God, I'm getting stung. Something, it hurts so bad. And we stayed out there. And then finally, she got stung once. And was like, holy shit, I just got stung. We got to go back. Dude, I had welts. welts all over me. We had to piss.
Do you have to pee after you get stung?
Tinkle on it.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah, you got piss on the where you got bit by.
Did it work?
I got
hurt. Did you? How'd you get the pee on you? Just curious.
I don't think we tinkled. I was just trying to make that story somewhat interesting. Once I started telling it, I realized it wasn't.
I figured I would insinuate that my cousin peed on my leg.
I was just going to tell you about a time my female cousin pissed all over me.
I mean, that is true, though. If a girl's like, no, you're being a pussy, I'm like, you're absolutely right. I am being a pussy.
I stomached like my three fingers. Fucking jellyfish stings,
dude, that sucks. I'm still terrified.
And I was absolutely like, it really hurts. I'm serious. I wasn't like champing these things. I was like, for real, like, ow, ow. We have to go in. No, I remember we put sand on it.
Did you?
Wet like, sand on it.
And you were like, would you please pee on the sand?
I was like, I don't think this is working. This hurts. It still hurts. It's like three bee stings, dude. It hurts so
sucks,
bad.
Dude. It fucking sucks. Were you down there in August, might I ask?
I'm not sure when it was.
It's like August is when the fish...
I think we were down Hilton Head way.
Ooh.
Which, you know, my family, yeah. Probably wasn't prime time.
Yeah.
Probably fucking October.
Dude, as I get older, man, the beach in September is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Indian summer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The less crowded beach, the better.
Yeah, dude.
I don't care. But if the water's cold, I'll be blacked out up to my knees pissing.
Nothing.
And then I'll try to lay down.
I don't need to swim. Well,
the
water's warm in September. If you hit September, man, it's like not bad.
Yeah, true.
I went down there last September way, and it was nice.
Where'd you head?
It's down in Seattle. But yeah, it's.
See, I don't love the Jersey Shore like that.
I don't either.
It's just too much fucking. It's just Philly trash.
Yeah.
It's Philly and Jersey trash packed on a beach.
Yeah. Well, Seattle especially because there's like a million bars.
God damn it.
Was that
my fucking agents are calling incessantly? I hope something bad's not happening in my career.
Yikes!
They found out.
You're worshiping the devil.
They found out I'm actually a Satanist,
dude. I pulled up behind a fucking Satanist license plate today at daycare. I pulled up and there was.
They're probably scoping out some fresh blood.
I don't know what the fuck was going on. There was like a you know, like that little religion thing with the fish, and it has some people.
Yeah,
put like
coexist
legs on it
or the.
Well, it's like the just the fish bumper.
Yeah, what's that thing called?
Ixius or something?
Yes. It's something
is
like
it the
that.
I forget. But the
Ixiakos or some bullshit.
Ixiakos. Dude, the I pull up the Ixiakos or whatever the fuck that thing is.
Yeah.
With a like devil, like Satan inside of it, and I go, the fuck is that? And then I pull up and then Brittany didn't notice it. You know, I'm like Da Vinci Code, obviously. I'm hitting all the symbols. There was like a goat head thing, like a garden with a goat, and I'm like, what is it?
Ichthys.
Oh, I had to tap into my dead language base.
Yeah. You're Aramaic.
Yeah. I have been reading the Lamps, the translation of the Bible, but it's no big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's the Aramaic.
What's going on with the translation of the Bible?
The Lamps, the translation?
I think we talked about it. How long have you been working on this?
Dude, I have
months.
My progress has been spotty, but
yeah, it's all right.
It is sick though.
I read the first 100 pages of East of Eden. I've been telling everyone, I'm like, East of Eden's so good. I love it.
Dude, you got to read The Professor of Desire. You might like that.
I think it sounds like I would hate this.
No, it's so good.
Is it about a horny fucking professor?
Yeah, but he denounces his sexuality. He denounces his horniness, dude. And it's like him who now he can't get a boner and he's depressed. And dude, it might be the funny. Right.
Maybe I'm in.
It might be. It's by Philip Roth. A classic.
Oh, I love Philly Roth.
Classic. I mean, it's classic Jewish literature.
Mushies.
Yeah.
Mushies time.
It's classic. I mean, Jews rock again. Let me say it again on the record.
Jews rock.
Classic Jewish literature. Philip Roth. Dude.
My fucking boner's not working. And I'm...
Well, that's pretty much how his parents. Dude, he's at one point he gets so depressed. So he has a threesome in France. I'll give you the whole. You don't have to read it. I'll tell you the whole story.
Threesome.
So this guy, he's a young man. His parents own a resort, basically a hotel for like rich Jewish people, and they come and they're like he has like a cousin or something. They keep praising. They're like, oh, he's so handsome. Herbie's so handsome. And like
Herbie.
Some kid is his cousin. Yeah. So then he's just kind of watching this other dude get all the shine. So then eventually he goes to high school, and this is like their late 50s. So he's so horny, and he's like asking to like smell the girl's hair, and he finds out.
He's hitting with JB.
Hit him with JB. He gets to like kiss a girl's belly button. Dude,
smell your hair.
He kisses a girl's belly button. That's like the one, because they're all awesome. Like, dude, go away. You're fucking freaking.
Kissing girls' bellies is the fucking shit.
Dude, he wasn't wrong about that.
Yeah.
And also, too, I think the author might be the biggest horn dog, because he's like, this stuff's so specific that I'm like, dude, you didn't make this up.
Yeah.
Which this guy, Philip Roth, is the bro. He does rule. So he's like kissing ladies' bellies, and they're like, bro, get away. You're kind of weird. And then he goes away to college, and he only gets along with one dude.
Now it's belly time.
Well, this dude.
Time to explore.
This dude's gay. He doesn't know this guy's gay. So he's like,
shit.
They were just arguing about like literature, and he's like, no, and no one else will talk literature with him but this one gay guy. So obviously. So then he's like, and he keeps noticing how this gay guy has like
Kleenex. What books was the gay guy reading? Like How to Be a Bad Bitch in the Business World? Sitting poolside. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I don't even care.
I forget. I think this guy was the dude in the book was obsessed with Chekhov.
Okay.
Just a dreary Russian.
Yeah.
Kind of like a dreary Russian Christian type of dude. But it was actually kind of sad. The conclusion of the whole book, by the way, is like, as a human, you can either stifle your passions or go fully with them. In both ways, you're destroyed in the end. But I was like, damn, it's kind of sad. But then
you can either follow your passions or not, but either way, you're dead?
Well, he was like, your passions will destroy
you.
Somebody
had to write that down? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he goes, your passions will destroy you if you follow them recklessly, but if you try to stifle them too much, it'll just kind of like kill you inside.
Oh, I see. I thought it was more of like a, you can follow your dreams or not, either way, you're dead.
No. It's talking, they're more about like they thought like coming was a sin back then. So this guy was like under the impression that like coming was bad. So he's kissing bellies at school. He goes to college. He's hanging out with this one gay guy. And then the friends are like, yo, that guy's gay. And he's like, God damn it. And he starts thinking about
Son
all
of
the
a
soiled.
Bitch.
He has a bunch of soiled Kleenexes in his room. And he goes, ew, dude.
Dude, he's been jizzing to gay stuff.
Dude. So then, well, it's funny is the gay guy gets drafted. And then, so the gay guy goes off to war, but the gay guy runs away. So then the FBI comes and they're like, you're the only guy who knew this gay guy. And the FBI is basically hitting him up being like, yo, did you guys? And he's like, no, dude, I didn't even know what a gay guy was. Like, hits him with like,
yeah.
I didn't even know there was a fucking thing.
So what year is this?
This is supposedly like, taking place like pre-60s.
So this is like World War II he gets drafted?
I don't know. Maybe it was Vietnam. I forget. I think maybe he was a boy. Maybe, you know, he was a boy in the 50s. Now he's entering the 60s.
Oh, okay, like, yeah.
They talk about hippies and stuff. So yeah, I think his friend drafted.
We sent a gay man over to Vietnam.
Vietnam, and he absconds. So then, sorry, this is a long explanation. But,
no, it's fine.
Dude, so then he...
I didn't have anything.
Dude, I'll give you the whole book. You can
have it. I was going to read Inglourious Basterds quotes.
Perfect.
That's what I was doing last night. I was quoting Aldo Raine. That quote, that, all right, sorry, what happened?
Dude, so then he gets a fellowship. So he's doing good. He goes to postgraduate in literature. He gets a fellowship to go to Europe. And now he's finally away from his parents, dude. Like the, he's like away from their, like, I think he's calling it like their brooding, like Jewish, like rigidity of like, go find a girl. Like all that. Like,
yeah.
He's a, in the quote he likes to give himself, he's a rake among scholar, a scholar amongst rakes, dude.
You're a rake.
I'm a bit of a rake, dude. Well, now I'm a scholar. But I mean, again,
true.
Doesn't even matter. So, dude, he goes there. He finds these Swedish ladies, talks them into a threesome. He also has a huge Jewish dick, too. So he's a huge Jewish
dick.
It's
the worst.
He talks these ladies, dude, into a threesome. One of them's a beautiful, just a very like humble Swede. And the other is, just, her lady's name is Birgitta.
Birgitta.
She's a nasty whore, dude. So then he teams up with a nasty whore who's a roommate. She
showed ankles.
The what?
Oh, it's the 60s. She was a legit whore.
They had a threesome. Well, basically, he had sex with this lady, what? And a roommate watched. Then he was like, whoa, let's all get into this. So then he eventually was like, what's the nastiest thing you want to do? And the lady's like, tie me up. This is a big deal back then. So he ties his ladies up and he spanks her bottom while the roommate watches. And then after they do that, the lady like cries. And then she just moves home.
Yeah, obviously.
She moves home to Sweden.
She, they all him, cry after that. And then they're like, I actually loved it. It's like, no, you didn't, dude.
Dude, she moved home. So now it's him and the roommate who's just a nasty little freak.
You just
got
to go home and listen to Johnny Cash.
Yep.
What have I become?
Dude, and now he's like, this guy's bugging out. He's like, dude, I can do it. He's a young man. He goes, I can do whatever the fuck I want. So then he goes with this lady, this her nasty little roommate. They go to France. And then he's with this roommate talking to a hooker. Like, we're going to have a threesome. And a guy, fucking, a Frenchman, pulls a hammer out of his overalls. And
oh,
says,
shit.
How dare you subject your wife to this? Chocolate bleu. And he's like, I'll fucking hit you in the head. They have to run away.
What?
That's how it was back then, dude. If they saw you and your wife, well, he thought it was his wife, talking to a hooker, he's like, dude, I'll hit you in the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
How dare you subject your wife to such a disgusting, nasty business?
What a fucking honorable frog.
Crazy, dude.
Frogs are all right.
So then he goes back home and he goes, Brigitte, I don't even like you, dude. I don't know what I was thinking. Sends her packing, and then he has to move home to the States where he becomes a literature professor. And he ends up, he meets up with a lady's femme fatale, bro.
Mm.
Just he runs into a lady who, her whole childhood, and this is boring, just stop me. I can tell the whole story.
This is good.
So he comes back from fucking Europe being like, I might be the biggest fucking... He's like, basically, I'm the biggest sex man.
He's
in the
a freak,
world.
Dude. He's Bad Bunny.
He's Bad Bunny. 1963, super
Jewish
freak.
Bad Bunny.
But he did fuck up his studies to go get a ton of pussy. So he goes, I'm going to focus on my studies. So he's trying to turn over a new leaf.
How much pussy are you getting to fuck shit up?
Two pussy. He had two pussies.
That's all it takes. That's 10 minutes of my day.
Yeah, but in 62, this
two
was like.
Two sets of five.
He was also like fucking hookers, too, out of nowhere. He would find like old nasty hookers and fuck them. And then he would write that lady in Sweden letters, being like, I love you so much. I miss you so much. Please come back here. But so then he moves home.
Maybe I'm gay, dude.
What do you mean? Why?
I just don't like women as much as all these guys like women.
I don't know.
That sounds like such a fucking headache. He went to France with two ladies.
Well, he's trying to have a threesome.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I mean,
spend all that time with fucking women.
Well, to be fair, he was there. He was sent to Europe to research, I think, like Scandinavian folklore. So he's like, either I try to have a threesome with Swedes or I go back and read about Norse gods. And he was like, I'm going to fuck these Swedes, dude.
All right. If you put it that way, that's pretty awesome.
So then he meets a lady. But this lady's story is that she was like a very hot chick. So she was 18 years old from like a, you know, religious family. And then she met up with like these like rich businessmen that were like working in like Asia. And they were like, let me take you to Asia.
The Tokyo Partners, bro.
Yeah. Take an 18-year-old into Asia. And then they just were just like passing around basically. And she got to live like the fabulous life.
Mm.
And then at one point, the one guy who was.
She was with Jackson's. She was at the San Diego pool.
She was, dude, alpha wife. She was alpha wife basically. Mm-hmm. Alpha widow, dude. So she goes. With the ultimate alphas in Asia. And one guy, such an alpha, goes, I'll kill my fucking wife. Just give me the word.
Yeah.
And she got scared and ran back to the States. So then this guy marries this lady knowing that that was her past. And it
Why do dudes do that? It's all the time. You hear people with like, got caught talking to a cop about like, dude, just kill my fucking wife. What a pussy thing. Just get a divorce, you freak.
You couldn't get back. Oh, yes, you could back then. You could,
dude. It was the 60s.
It was, yeah, true. Although, dude, Frenchmen were out to hit you in the head.
You also can't kill them.
You definitely can't kill your wife. Yeah. But he's like, I could have gotten away. He was a powerful businessman in the Orient, dude. He could have gotten away with it.
That's definitely all the more reason to just get it. Just go, please go away.
Imagine you're an American expatriate, kind of like businessman, watching your hit go down where I think they're going to like hit his wife with a car. And you have one of those Raiden hats and you're just going,
excellent.
Dude. So then he starts getting real jealous because his lady's the whole time being like, yeah, you should have seen this other guy. But that's what his mom did to his dad, by the way. His mom the whole time worked for this businessman one time, and she would be like, he had the straightest posture. He stood up and I typed so well gay. For him. Yeah, dude. So then he's repeating himself.
Yeah.
So, dude, this lady, he's with her. Fucking, they're torturing each other. I'll stop. I'm not
going
to stop doing
that. No, keep going. I want to, what happens?
Dude, you guys invested at this point?
Yeah.
So basically, he leaves.
I'm just getting ready to do the Inglourious Bastards quote. But just going over that in my head.
I'll basically sum the whole book up as quick as possible. The lady eventually spurgs out and then tries to go back to the dude 3 years into their marriage. She steals all of his money, goes to the guy's house at his gates and goes, let me in. The guy goes, yeah. Oh, fuck. He's like, yo, go get her out of here. And she starts screaming like, he was going to kill you, to his wife. And the guy's like, that's just like, a crazy lady.
What the
lady.
Fuck is she talking
I've
about?
Never heard of her. And then she claims that he planted coke on her. And then so she gets caught with cocaine in this country. It. And the guy has to bail his wife out of jail. And the passages are so funny because he was like, I've never heard of people going, I've heard of people going from bliss to suffering. But in my case, suffering to bliss. He was basically like, I'm done. Dumbass. I'm out.
We did it.
So yeah, he gets out of that marriage. Then he meets like a very plain faced woman. And then he just goes,
that's all you can ask for.
But then he goes, this is cool, but I'm not. He can't stay hard. So he goes, I'm hard now for this lady. There's no way I'm staying hard for this lady. So then the book ends with him just being like sucking her nipples, being like, I'll never be hard for this lady.
Nice.
But there's a whole bunch in the middle that's actually very poignant and funny. But yeah, the ending of it is just him just furiously sucking her nipples against all the odds. It is being like... There's stuff in the middle with a gay guy ringing his doorbell and his dad getting all pissed off and wanting to pour boiling water on him, but that was very funny.
Sick.
He sublet an apartment from a gay guy he knows. So then when his dad comes to visit, there's a gay guy ringing the doorbell being like, hey, Candy Pants. And he's like, his dad's like, what the fuck is that? Do you know this man? He's
Candy
like,
Pants?
Dad, I swear I don't know this man. There's just a gay guy like talking gay shit to you. Imagine if a gay guy talked gay shit through the intercom. You had to be like, Dad, it was the old...
Guys, I don't know who the fuck
that
is.
It's the old tenant, and your parents are like definitely worried about you.
Ugh.
But anyway, I'll shut up. I'll just
I loved it.
I'll just shut the fuck up.
Come on, dude. That was great.
No, that book does rule. Professor of Desire. I kind of gave away the whole plot, but it's pretty good. Dude, there was one passage... I'm sorry. I'll stop after this. There was one passage where I almost started crying on the plane. So he's losing weight. He's so depressed. He moves. He's in New York, and it's... It was a gay guy's place. The gay guy's ringing the buzzer. His dad's all concerned. The mom has cancer. And he just found the dad told him, like, your mother's got cancer. And they're all like, we're worried about you. You're losing weight. You can't get boners. So after the gay guy rang the doorbell,
they know he can't get boners?
No, they don't know this. Right. They think he's gay because there's a gay guy.
He's not going around telling
his dad goes, do you want me to go down? I'm going to beat this guy's ass. And he's like, Dad, for real. It's just, this thing's just happened. But at one point, he's in the lowest point of his life, finds out his mom has cancer. It's like his dad's like, he's like, oh, my dad is going to destroy my dad.
My dad thinks I'm gay.
I'm at the lowest point in my life. My dad thinks I'm gay. And then he starts to fantasize about like as a 40-year-old man crawling into bed between them and like cuddling up. He's like, how weird. Come on. It wouldn't be that weird. I could sit there at the foot of their bed and like bring up all the good times we had as a child.
That's like a joke we make constantly.
He's like, he like described how he would do it. He's like, it wouldn't be weird. I'd be like, hey guys, remember that one time when we all went there? That was nice. We had some good times, right? And he goes, I might as well lay down with you guys.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like crying on the plane. I was like, oh, that's so fucking sweet. He's like, it wouldn't be, this is one more time. My mom's going to die. I just want to get into bed with the both of them as an adult, as a wreck. It was pretty good.
Dude. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I sure as hell didn't come down from the goddamn Smoky Mountains, cross 5,000s of water, fight my way through half of Sicily, and jump out of a fucking aeroplane to teach the Nazis lessons in humanity. Nazis ain't got no humanity. Come on, man.
That was from the Fall of the Third Reich,
dude. No. That's Inglourious Bastards.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
Damn.
Now, y'all might have heard rumors about the Armada happening soon. Well, we'll be leaving a little earlier. We're going to be dropped into France dressed as civilians. Once we're in enemy territory, as a Bushwick... Fuck. Bushwhacking Guerrilla Army, we're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. Killing Nazis. Dude. I was getting so pumped reading this. I was just screaming this last night. Nazis ain't got no humanity. They're the foot soldiers of a Jew-hating, mass-murdering maniac, and they need to be destroyed.
Come Damn, dude.
Yeah.
How do the good guys always fucking win, dude?
Because they write the story after.
True. You're saying there's more than meets the eye about the economy?
I'm the direct descendant of Jim Bridges. Come on, man. Now, hold on. There it is. Now I'm the direct descendant of the mountain man, Jim Bridger. That means I got a little engine in me.
Oh,
come on, man. Fire it up.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
That's all I needed last night.
Dude, what's fucking good?
You know?
What the fuck is good? I'm just laughing at people think they can possibly stop you. Like, do you ever watch those podcasts where it's like Diary of a CEO? So take me through your day. How are you waking? Like, yeah. I wake up at 11 a.m. Then I read Inglourious
Then Bastards. I scream Inglourious Bastards quotes. Then so I go do five shows.
What is a day in the
and
life?
I come home.
Dude, there's a million fucking British guys podcasts with like 9 million subscribers. Like, just two people I've never heard of being like, when you found it, your first company, tell me what that was like when you walked through that. And it's like, just
tell you what.
Yeah.
Accidentally wake up at 8 a.m., eat some bacon, don't cook it the whole way. Feel sick, take a nap for an hour, wake up late, have to kind of jog to the gym to do deadlifts, come back, scream about Nazis, go do shows. That's it.
We hit an hour, guard. Dude.
We've
got
to be at an hour.
Got to be at a goddamn hour.
Got to be.
Woo,
105. I knew it, God. Dude. I got a feeling Patreon's going to be lit, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
I'm
going to
need
bro.
Some coffee, though.
Yeah, let's get some cafe.
I'm ready to go to sleep.
Let's get some cafe. Yeah, these are, I mean, again, it's a little taste of those fucking Steel Magnolias. Bro.
I had five of them on Thursday. I had to fucking go home.
Yeah, I forgot about that. They're strong,
I didn't
dude.
Jump out of a goddamn aeroplane teaching Nazis humanity. Nazis ain't got no humanity.
I took one of them. Well, we'll talk about it in the page.
Yeah, let's talk about more about it. I'm just going to keep reading those quotes.
Perfect.
Sick.
It's perfect.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Oh, dudes. Oh, wait. Will they see this? Yes, Denver.
Go to Denver.
Please go to Denver Comedy.
Cleveland
Comedy,
and Pittsburgh,
Comedy
May
Works,
12th and 13th. Comedy Works is going to be nuts.
Comedy Works Denver? That's Comedy Works.
Comedy Works is Denver, May 12th and 13th. Matt will be in Denver.
Thank you, dude.
12th and 13th, I'll be in Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Also, me, Tim Dillon, Nick Mullen, and Big J are doing shows in Charleston May 19th. So go to that.
That's awesome.
Lemaire, you'd like to plug something.
Hey, hello, I'm Lemaire. I'm going to be at the Comedy Scene June 23rd, June 24th. Come there.
Where's that?
Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Woo! Whoa, okay. Home of the New England Patriots. Guard Dog, you want to say anything, bud? You got nothing to plug?
Please come to my stand show. It's the first Wednesday of every month.
Yeah, you're a real fucking marketer.
You should have seen
really
him.
I'll tell
you, Barnum and Bailey's over there.
You know,
you should have seen him last night.
No bells and
God.
Whistles.
Killed it.
Captured the room.
Captured.
Tore the heart out of the room. You like this?
Yeah. So give me that.
We'll lick him tomorrow.
All right. Well, we're gonna lick him tomorrow. We're gonna lick him on the Patreon.
All right. I completely lick
Devil's Day on that episode. We're gonna lick him on the Patreon
for sure.
Goodbye.